This is the Kemp's Ridley Update for April 7th, 2008, on the Padre Island Seashore Podcast. It's April 6th, 2008, and it's the start of a brand new Kemp's Ridley sea turtle nesting season here in Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm your host, Jordan Paul. And this is the first ever Padre Island Seashore podcast, so if you're just joining us, don't worry, you haven't missed a thing. The podcast is a new feature this year for the public outreach for the park, and I volunteered to lend my services as it was my area of, well, let's not say expertise, but interest. The goal of the podcast is to keep you informed throughout the summer about the Kemp's Ridley Sea Turtle Recovery Project, the park's primary conservation activity. To tell you more, I'd like to play you part of a talk given by Dr. Donna Shaver, the head of the Kemp's Ridley Recovery Program.
We've been working at Padre Island National Seashore since 1978 to try to save this magnificent species from extinction, and I am so thrilled to say that promise for the future looks better than ever in the over three-decade-long journey that we've been on in this effort. We've had, yes, that's grounds for clapping, you betcha. You betcha. We've had four consecutive record years of Kemp's Ridley nesting on the Texas coast, and we're hoping that maybe we'll achieve a fifth consecutive year. However, Kemp's Ridleys tend to nest every other year, so we may see a down year this year, but overall, the trajectory that we're seeing is one of increases, and we're just absolutely thrilled about that. We're a long way from being able to declare victory that this species is ultimately off the endangered species list, but there's real hope that someday that can be achieved. And that's a lot different than when I started with this project way back in 1980, and it was feared that Kemp's Ridley was going to go extinct within just a few years.
From now through mid-July, the park employees and over 100 volunteers will be combing the beach, all 80 miles of North Padre Island, to look for signs of tracks and nesting turtles. And each week I'll bring you the update on our progress. I'll let you know how many nests have been found that week in the park and in Texas, and how close we are to that record number, 129 or more nests. There's very little to report this week. The season officially began on April 1st, but vehicular patrols did not start in the park until April 3rd due to some radio difficulties. Nesting could begin at any time, but we typically don't see the first nests until the second half of April. We know the turtles are out there in the Gulf somewhere in that murky water, mating up a storm and waiting for the perfect conditions to come and lay their eggs. It's only a matter of time. The weather for the coming week appears favorable for nesting, according to the National Weather Service. There's going to be some high winds and cloudy days, especially midweek, Tuesday through Thursday. So those days, from what we see right now, looks like that could be the kind of conditions that the Kemp's Ridley seem to prefer. On the beach, the driving conditions have begun to deteriorate with the arrival of the annual sargassum weed influx. It's as if the sargassum knows that we're starting our turtle patrols and decides to come in and clog up the beaches that very same week. The amount of seaweed that washes ashore varies from year to year, so we'll just have to wait and see how bad it's going to get. Otherwise, the beach has been fairly smooth and firm. If you plan on visiting the park, you can call ahead to obtain the latest information on the weather, tides, and beach driving conditions. That number is 361-949-8175. Most importantly, if you are on the beach anywhere in North Padre Island and you see a large turtle or tracks, please report it immediately by calling 361-949-8173, extension 226. If you see a turtle nest or tracks anywhere else in Texas, call 1-866-TURTLE-5, and you'll receive instructions on how to get in touch with a biologist in your area. You'll find a lot of useful information on the Kemp's Ridley sea turtle, as well as pictures of nesting females and their tracks that'll make it easier to spot them when you're on the beach, by going to the National Park website at www.nps.gov/pais. Well, that's going to wrap up our first Padre Island Seashore podcast. I'll be back next week to let you know if there's any new nesting that's been found, what conditions look like for the week ahead, and any other news that the park wants me to tell you. Until next time, think Arribada!